TUSC shocks Labour with great result in Preston Martin Powell Davies, Lancashire Socialist Party. For an area like Deepdale, a majority Muslim area of Preston, the Labour leadership's stance over Palestine has already driven home the reality of Starmer's Labour in advance of the general election. Over the months of well-attended local demos against the war on Gaza, Socialist Party members have consistently raised that anti-war campaigners should stand their own candidates. A call had been made in the community for no ceasefire, no vote, and to register a protest by spoiling council election ballot papers. We thought local voters needed to be given the opportunity to not just protest, but actively vote for candidates opposed to war and cuts. Two Socialist Party members stood as part of TUSC. Joel Patton, a student, received 137 votes, 10%, in the Plungington ward. Hazan Tune, a local restaurant worker, stood in Deepdale itself. We distributed leaflets across the wards and discussed with as many people as we could meet on stalls, street corners and doorsteps. Right at the start of the campaign in Deepdale, one corner shop took a bundle of our leaflets and proudly gave them out to its customers for the rest of the day. We also organized a public meeting. At the count, it was immediately clear that Hazan was going to get a good vote. Labour looked worried. While Labour eventually secured 849 votes to hold the seat, Hazan's 522 votes, 31.3%, was well ahead of the Tories and Lib Dems. If the many spoilt votes amongst the nearly 200 rejected votes had instead also been cast largely for TUSC, then the final totals would have been even closer. The size of the vote in Preston provides a real platform that can be built on in the general election, and by a wider community and trade union-backed electoral challenge in future council elections.